yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source of music, sports, politics, medical, and much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video regarding Rudy Gobert, and I think it also includes Donovan Mitchell. But before we do that, let's give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please check us out, promopalace.biz, one-stop shop. Also got the new little apparel merch on there as well for all you dog lovers and cat lovers, animal rights activists, pet lovers, whatever. Go to promopalace.biz, click on merchandise. We got t-shirts, hoodies, and much more with dogs and cats on them. And we got the Etsy shop as well, etsy.com/shop/ new litter design. That's etsy.com/shop/ new litter design. All right, let's get into it. Rudy Gobert's worst nightmare has come
down
true.
By 18 against the Bulls, but this three plus a foul only gave Donovan Mitchell 16 points at halftime. So how did he get to 71? Well, something weird happened in the second half. Every time he was doubled, Spider made the unselfish play, like this pass to Chetty Osman, or this play in the fourth. He out hustled everyone to get that offensive rebound and another opportunity. But he still finished with 71 points, good for the eighth most in NBA history. But this was actually the best game since Wilt scored 100. Better than all those. It turns out Spida only needed 34 shots to score 71. That's not only the fewest shots by anyone to score 70. It was less shots than anyone to score 63 points. He also dropped 11 assists that night. By far the most assists by anyone to score 70 plus. The closest guy was Devin Booker with 6 assists. Spida almost doubled it. So, the total number of points created was 99, the second most points created by any player ever behind Wilt's 100-point game. Wilt only had 2 assists, so
he didn't pass the ball to nobody.
That historic night by Donovan Mitchell is finally showing the truth of why he and Rudy Gobert never won together. For years, people said they should blow up the Jazz after they failed in the playoffs. The first big loss was blowing a 3-1 lead to the Nuggets in the bubble. The next year, they got the 1 seed, but lost to the Clippers in 6 without Kawhi. Last season, the Mavericks didn't have Luka the first 3 games, but the Jazz went down 2-1. So people wondered, should they build around Rudy Gobert or Donovan Mitchell? Which sounds obvious right now, but experts were picking Rudy. But first, we were sweating with last night's prize picks. Let me show you. Yes, I won both Taco Tuesday picks that I made, but look at how I barely won them. So I had a lot of fun watching the end of those games. Also made a little money, which is nice. Prize picks, it's like daily fantasy, but instead of playing other people, you just play against the projections. So my picks for today, Steven Adams rebounds. Okay. And then let's go over to Kyrie Irving. Points plus rebounds. I'm going to go more on both of them. Both guys have been playing really well lately. I really think this one's going to hit. And remember, you can play prize picks in tons of states across the United States, like California or Florida or Texas. If you want to play with me, enter code AMHOOPS on your first deposit, and you'll get a 100% deposit match bonus up to $100. Thanks again to prize picks. He was an unknown 27th pick in 2013, made himself the Defensive Player of the Year by 2018. Then he earned a supermax contract in 2020. The biggest deal ever signed by a big man. Bigger than Shaq, more than Tim Duncan. But it's easy to forget how much hate Donovan was getting at the time. I mean, sure, he could score, but people didn't respect his overall game.
Part of this is Shaq. I said tonight that you are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All right. That's it.
A report came out.
That's right.
Told the Jazz, I know that's right. Office, you need to pick between me and Donovan Mitchell. That's what a player says when he thinks he's the superstar. But sure enough, a team was willing to pay for Rudy like he was Kevin Durant. The Timberwolves traded the equivalent of 4 players and 5 first-round picks. But it turns out that was a huge mistake. Yep. The Wolves just lost 6 in a row, including the awful Pistons, who were playing mostly backups. As the highest-paid player on the court, Rudy randomly fumbled the ball out of bounds in the fourth, which pretty much sums up his skills on offense.
Rudy!
But now his defense is questionable. Rudy is having arguably his worst season since his rookie year, averaging about 1 block per game with horrible chemistry. The Wolves overpaying for him shows why some teams just stay bad forever. They remind me of a guy who gets like a really good job and then goes out and buys a super expensive car. He has no idea if he's gonna keep that job. He should save some money. But oh no, he's gotta go out and impress everybody. Then he loses the job, has to return the BMW, and is now broke. The Wolves get a little bit of success, so they go for this big all-in trade to get the one last piece when they were clearly more than one piece away.
Yeah.
Now they are stuck. It is the same loser mentality of the Hawks overpaying for DeJounte Murray,
yep,
or the Bulls going all in for Nikola Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan. The smart move was trading for Donovan Mitchell. The Cavaliers built slowly through the draft with Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, with
yep,
small, smart trades like Jared Allen.
Yep.
They never overpaid anyone. So when Spida became available, they didn't have to give up their best players. Donovan wanted to be a Knick, but when he heard all Cleveland had to give up was role players and draft picks, he was on a golf course and literally ran around screaming with the phone. But the Knicks have to feel like idiots.
I know, right?
Years planning for a big trade like this. They kept all their picks.
They always
for a
do
big
that.
Deal. They signed players to tradable contracts like Evan Fournier, Derrick Rose. Then, when a star becomes available, they don't do it? Spida actually wanted to be a Knick. When does that happen? He is from the area and was perfect. But they tried to play games with the Jazz. Utah wanted draft picks, RJ Barrett. Then New York signs RJ Barrett to a huge extension, taking him off the table. Then a report said, oh, well, Utah would do it for picks and Quentin Grimes. But the Knicks refused to include. Other people say it was the amount of picks. Utah obviously valued draft picks. That's why they got 5 in return for Rudy Gobert. But the Knicks were only willing to give up 2 unprotected for Spida. Whatever it was, the Knicks thought that they had all the control. Then bam, the Cavs swooped in and stole the trade. Oh, New York got Jalen Brunson, which is nice. But let's be honest,
yeah,
he's not
okay.
Donovan Mitchell. But
hell
even
no.
If Spider was disappointed not to go back home, he never even hinted a bad attitude about his new team. And NBA players do not historically love Cleveland.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Me neither.
You're so good about Cleveland.
But when you compare Donovan Mitchell to Rudy Gobert, it
tell
tells
us.
You, you cannot build
Nobody
your
ever said, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
That has never worked in the NBA since Bill Russell in the 1950s, literally. But especially now, when offense is exploding. In fact, when Spider scored 71, a ton of other guys went off. It was the third time in 11 days 5 players scored 40-plus the same night. Before this year, that is happened 4 times in NBA history. Let me say that again. In 11 days, 5 guys scored 40-plus the same night. But the 75 years before, it had only happened 4 times? Why is offense exploding right now? I think it's happening for 3 main reasons. Number 1 is talent. It's at an all-time high. The game is more global
yeah,
than
a lot
ever
of talent
before, which expands the talent pool outside the U.S. The last 4 MVP trophies have been handed out to European players.
Yep.
It's the perfect time to expand the league, by the way, to 32 teams, because
yep,
I don't think the talent would be yep, watered down. I mean, we used to have teams like the 2012 Bobcats who won 7 games with a bunch of G League players.
Hold up. Pump the brakes, man. I'm from North Carolina. You can't be talking about my Bobcats. Let's go.
is rules on defense. In the 90s, players could hand check. Now, guys cannot use their hands, which makes it almost impossible against this offensively talented generation. And the third thing is threes. Teams started to copy Golden State, and now, you don't even have to be a star to be a good three-point shooter, except for a man named Zion Williamson. He is finally having a season like we all hoped he would, and the Pelicans are at or near first place. But if they somehow win a championship, somebody the media hated on even more than Zion will be an all-time NBA great. Check it out.
Yo, I like that cat. He's very animated. The Rudy Gobert trade, they're already saying it's the second worst trade ever behind the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Jason Terry to the Nets. And Danny Ainge was involved in that trade with Boston and the Nets. So Danny Ainge could possibly be the guy on the winning end, the receiving end of the two worst trades ever, which really makes him pretty great. Utah looks in a good position right now. They look like they got a legit all-star in Lauri Markkanen. They probably could move on from Clarkson and Conley and let Colin Sexton, Markkanen, and with those draft picks moving forward. Minnesota, everybody knows what Minnesota's thought process was. They thought they were a defensive player away from being better. And they figured Rudy Gobert is this, you know, one of the best defensive players in the league. But that's the thing. Now, you didn't get him in his defensive prime, you know. And it is his first year with Minnesota. And Carl Anthony Towns has been out for, if I'm not mistaken, 16 games. It's hard to win without your number one leading scorer. Now, Cleveland, let's pump the brakes on Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, he's put up the 70 points. Cleveland's looking good. But he's still got to prove that he could get over the – he's still got to prove Shaq wrong. He's still got to prove Shaq wrong. Even though I love his reply to Shaq, he's still got to prove Shaq wrong that he can get to the next level. Because, okay, now you're Cleveland. You got Darius Garland, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Seti Osman, Kevin Love off the bench. Now you got to prove that you can beat Giannis and Kevin Durant. And that's the thing. He's still not Giannis or Kevin Durant or even Joel Embiid. Or I don't even know if he's Jason Tatum. We still need to pump the brakes on Donovan Mitchell for a second. We need to pump the brakes. We still got to see him. Now you're in the East. You got a good team around you. Yeah, they're young, but we still got to see. Can you lead them over the hump? And if he never leads them, has Donovan Mitchell ever been in the conference finals? I don't think so. I'm trying to think here. I don't think he's ever been in the conference finals. I think he's been the second round as far as they made it, and they got – I know they let Luka come back on him or somebody one year, or Phoenix or Luka. Somebody let somebody come back on him when he was up. We got to pump the brakes on Donovan Mitchell. We still got to see, can he even get to the finals? Devin Booker gets Chris Paul and they instantly go to the finals. We still got to pump the brakes on Donovan Mitchell. Good player. I mean, legit all-star. You know, but I still think he has to prove that he's clutch, and he has to prove it on the defensive end. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in.